Welcome to the Cryptid Corner, the podcast where we discuss some of your favorite tales, cryptids, monsters, and more, and exactly how they came to be what we know them as today. Welcome to the Cryptid Corner. Welcome to the Cryptid Corner. As always, I'm going to be your host, Casey. So this week, or this episode, we're going to be discussing a creature that a lot of people that enjoy B-movies has probably heard of and doesn't even know it. It's called the Luska. And so many reports of the creature are from like blue holes off the Andros, an island like in the Bahamas. Scientists discovered, or they described the sightings, excuse me, they haven't discovered this creature. Scientists described the sightings as giant squid or oceanic phenomenon. But the creature that we're going to be discussing, the Luska, is said to grow over 75 feet long, or that's 23 meters, or even 200 feet or 60 meters long. But no cases have been proven of either octopus species growing up to even half these lengths. And so what a Luska is it's like a half shark, half octopus, or sharktopus, if you will. And it's said to attack, that none of them have grown up these lengths. And to attack properly on the surface, the octopus would have to have one tentacle on the sea floor to balance itself if they were that large. This would mean that such accounts, if real, would have taken place in relatively shallow water, if at all possible. Or so they, because there's no way they could be that large. Other descriptions also mention that it can change color as well, like a characteristic commonly found in smaller octopuses. The supposed habitat, the habitat is rugged underwater terrain, like large undersea caves and things like that, is like where it's said to dwell, in the edge of the continental shelf, or other areas where large crustaceans are found, which is supposedly on what they feed, what would be like giant crabs or something. It is sometimes described as half shark, half octopus, and occasionally it is described as half octopus and a half beautiful woman with long hair, so long it tangles around its victims before its tentacles drag it down, or it drag the victim down. Although the general identification of the Luska is the colossal octopus, it has been described as either a multi-headed monster, a dragon-like creature, or some kind of evil spirit in some cases. So in pop culture, though, the reports of the Luska monster attacking swimmers and divers investigated by Jeremy Wade, the host of the television series River Monsters, in the episode Terror in Paradise, season 8, episode 4, after investigating reef sharks, tiger sharks, and some fish species, Wade settled on a large octopus being the most likely culprit for being the Luska monster. I really enjoy that show, and I don't have a fantastic reason why. I just love to see Jeremy Wade fish. But, as I mentioned before, in the film Sharktopus, a half shark, half octopus is the main antagonist of that movie. The Caribbean Film Festival, Luska Fantastic Film Fest, it was named after the sea monster that the Luska. The festival is an annual event held in Puerto Rico, and it is first and only international fantastic film festival in the Caribbean. So that's pretty interesting that this creature has ties to a film festival. The survival video game Stranded Deep features an enemy giant squid named Luska, maybe to honor this creature's allegedly said large size. In the new anime series, I can't say this name, C-E-S-T-V-S, Cestus, the Roman fighter, anyway. The rival of the main character is actually named Luscius Demetrius. And we'll, for the sake of this, and because there's not a lot of information on the Luska, I will dig into the plot if anybody hasn't watched Sharktopus. They made 3 of them, but we'll go into the plot of the first Sharktopus film after this break. Welcome back to the Cryptic Corner. So in the B-movie world, Sharktopus is fairly well known. And so in the film Sharktopus, a half shark, half octopus is the main antagonist, as you could guess. Geneticist Nathan Sands and his daughter Nicole are hired by the U.S. Navy to create a new weapon. They create an intelligent shark that has the tentacles of an octopus, dubbed S-11. Controlling the creature using electromagnetic pulses with a device attached to its head, during one of the test missions, S-11 discards the device before traveling to Mexican waters to find food. Sands and his daughter are then assigned to catch S-11 and travel down to Mexico, where they meet up with a fisherman by the name of Andy Flynn and Santos, or two fishermen by the names of Andy Flynn and Santos, who work for Sands to help capture S-11. Andy, Nicole, and Santos track S-11 on Andy's boat as Sands and his men follow in a yacht behind them. Several sightings occur as S-11 kills tourists and locals in the area. Fisherman Pez sends a photo of the creature to a news station, and the news reporter Stacy Everhart and her cameraman arrive to find the creature, enlisting Pez's help in the process. Stacy researches Sands and deduces that S-11 is a biological experiment. She, Bones, and Pez record it killing a few people on a beach before heading into the ocean on Pez's boat to capture more evidence. And sorry if I didn't say it before, but huge spoiler alert, I guess. It's just the movie synopsis, really. And so, as we continue, Andy and a group of his diver friends go into a cave to find S-11. Although the creature attacks them, killing everybody except Andy, he, Nicole, and Santos then encounter Stacy, Bones, and Pez. Although Pez is killed by S-11 before it runs off, Andy, Nicole, and Santos pursue it, resulting in Santos being killed. So they're dropping like flies. And then enraged Andy radios Sands and tells him he's going to kill S-11 despite his orders. Andy and Nicole track S-11 to the mainland, where it kills a few people before Sands and his men arrive and hold Andy hostage. Nicole reprimands her father for wishing to further the experiments, although S-11 arrives and kills Sands' men before Sands himself is killed, saving Nicole. Andy and Nicole encounter Stacy and Bones again, and they drive to a resort at which S-11 is attacking. Nicole creates a plan to shoot S-11 with a device that allows her to blow up a computer chip in its brain using her computer. Wow. The group arrives at the resort, and Bones soon quits as Stacy attempts to put his life in danger to record S-11. However, S-11 then kills them both. Andy manages to shoot S-11 with the device, and Nicole hacks into the chip before overloading it, causing it to explode and kill S-11. Andy and Nicole reunite and walk off to safety after a lot of people died around them. But if you haven't watched it, it's a pretty funny movie, and I enjoyed it. And some of the sequels aren't that bad either, as far as B movies go anyway. So it's worth a watch, in my opinion. But that's all we're going to have regarding the Luska today at the Cryptic Corner. If you're interested, you can check out the Cryptic merch store. That's at crypticmerch.com. Some pretty cool gear, like cryptic gear out there. You can get all sorts of stuff, like stickers, t-shirts, hoodies, everything you'll need. You can also follow the Cryptic Corner for bonus content, like some photo albums or videos. And you can find that using the handle at the Cryptic Corner on Facebook. Or if you just want to reach out with a DM to me, like if you want to be a bonus guest on the show for like a bonus episode, or if you just want to talk about cryptids, lore, anything that you may have encountered, something strange or obscure, that you can always reach out to me on Facebook, or you can contact me at kccryptic@gmail.com, and you can reach me at those two places. So if you're enjoying the show, be sure to rate and review, because it really helps grow the audience more organically and increases the amount of people this reaches, and people that can jump along with all these legends, folklores, cryptids, monsters, and myths, and things of that nature. But more importantly, guys, stay creepy.